So here is the a picture of the junction, so the same band diagram as last time. And now I want to concentrate on this region at the interface between P and N. Well, the concentration of holes is this formula here, and it depends exponentially on the distance between the valence band edge and the chemical potential. So at this point, where the valence band starts to leave the chemical potential, the hole concentration starts to drop exponentially. And that means that the hole concentration goes to zero pretty quickly at this point. And if I look at the electron concentration, over here it's constant, and then about here the conduction band starts to diverge from the chemical potential, and then this top formula tells me that now the electron concentration is going to drop exponentially. And what we do is we make an approximation where we say that there's a depletion region, and up until that depletion region there's a constant hole concentration, and then at the edge of the depletion region the hole concentration just drops quickly to zero. And over on the N side, there is a constant electron concentration, and this electron concentration is exactly compensating the net donors on this N side, so it's neutral. And then here at the depletion region, the electron concentration drops to zero. And in this depletion region, there are virtually no electrons and no holes. These are just left over. And then the VVI is on the order of a volt. It's typically a fraction of a volt, 0.3, 0.8 volts. It depends on the doping and the temperatures. The width of this depletion region depends on the doping. For high doping, it's narrow, and for light doping, it can be wide. It's on the order of a micron. It might be 100 nanometers. For heavy doping, it might be just a few nanometers. But it's on the order of a micron, and the electric field that's pointing from N towards P has then a value of about 10 to the 4 volts per centimeter. So this was close to the maximum of that drift velocity curve, about where you get to saturation velocity, was 10 to the 4 volts per centimeter. So it's not an insignificant field, which is at this p-n junction. So this field is pushing the electrons back in towards N and the holes back towards P.